All right, so here we are worldwide live through BBS Radio in Paradise, California. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible. I welcome everybody online who is participating with this Wednesday call. Thank you very much for being here. This is a simulcast with a conference call. We have people here on the conference line already, a bunch, and more people joining in. Every time you hear a ding, that's somebody else participating. And here is another one. Good evening. Welcome to the call. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Percy, North Carolina.
Hey, Percy. Welcome to the call, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. The next call that I welcome you, please say your name and location.
This is Marilyn in Flagstaff.
Hi, Marilyn. Good evening to you. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good.
All right. I think somebody else came in. Welcome. If you want to, please say your name and location. But only if you want to, we welcome you. All right. Again, if those who just came in at BBS Radio, thank you for being here. It's still a minute for the hour. We're still waiting for Wynn to show up. And Terry. So, we have the announcement email out in the, let's see, it says, what's going on with Robin Williams? Now, we had a somebody speaking through Terry Brown over the last week and a half. A couple of times it happened. It seems to be Robin Williams. And quite interesting, I think. Maybe we will talk about this tonight. Hopefully so. Two of the questions will be answered tonight are, what is Nibiru and is it a threat? Another question is, I go into battles in my sleep. Can you explain more? I welcome the next caller who just came in. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location. However, we welcome you. I'm glad you're here. All right. 6 o'clock.
Hello, Rick.
Yes, who's this?
Rick, Iowa City.
Hi, Rick. How you doing, man?
Okay.
All right. I'm glad you're here. All right. Good evening and welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location. If you want to, we welcome you.
Hi, this is Edna and Colleen.
Edna and Colleen?
Yes.
The sisters are together. Hi, Colleen.
Yes.
All right. Are you in Snohomish or are you in Canada?
We are here in Snohomish. Colleen is here visiting me today.
All right. Fantastic. Well, thank you for being here. Somebody else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
It's Roger in Austin.
Hi, Roger. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for being here. More people joined in. Welcome to the call. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Chris in Memphis.
Terry. Hello, Chris. Good evening to you, brother. And I hear also Terry Brown. Hi, Terry.
Hi,
there.
Hey, Terry.
All right.
Hi.
All right. Good to hear you, Chris, and good to hear you, Terry.
Brian from Ventura.
Who was that, sorry?
Brian in Ventura.
Hi, Brian. Good evening.
Hi.
Thank you for being here. And somebody else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, Shirley from Seward, Alaska.
Good evening, Shirley. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for being here. We had another participant. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Ted Jeffrey, North Carolina.
Is it Jeffrey? Welcome to the call, Jeffrey.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for being here. All right. So, Terry, do you know, is Wynn hiding?
Well,
good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Lauren in California.
Hi, Lauren. Good evening to you. Welcome to the call. What did you say, Terry?
I think he's doing it from a different location, but he knows about the call.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Hello, Wynn.
Hey, how do you know who it is?
The entire world is waiting for you. Don't you feel the weight on your shoulders?
I feel that you're not giving me the proper introduction. It should
Sorry.
Be the entire universe is waiting for me.
Okay.
Your Majesty, Mr. Winfrey.
Well, I'm glad you made it, Ben. Glad you're here. Terry is here. We are live on BBS Radio. I welcome all those people who are participating with this call to BBS. Also, dear friend Alan Butler is also participating with this call.
Oh, good. Hey, is Terry Friedman on? No.
Negative. No, I have not seen him come in.
You know,
hey, when
I came up with Alan, yeah.
I left you a voicemail this afternoon.
It's the worst way to reach me.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll give the floor back to you guys.
All right. Great. Okay. You know, I finally came up with the PR marketing phrase for Terry Friedman's book. You ready? The best-selling author of all time finally wrote another book.
How about Jesus is just all right with me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good, but it's not clever enough. You know what? You have to make people curious, and if you're slightly bold, people come and attack you. But if you're totally bold, it spins them around. But you kind of have to gauge stuff. You have to build energy to be totally bold. You guys don't realize that. But the more we do this, the more you guys support it, the more I have the safety and protection of being more bold. And I'm not going to have a bunch of people say I'm on an ego trip. Well, I'm sure there'll be a few here and there. But the point is if you're coming from absolutely nowhere with no credibility and you're too bold, it's kind of you're stepping too far. So it's kind of like we're building an energy platform that every time it expands, the way you describe what goes on shifts and improves.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people don't realize that this really isn't us, because we're in the center of focus. But if you really, the only reason we can do this, we can do it, is because we are you. And you are us.
Enter the last four digits of the party line you want to join, or to hear a directory of all systems, press star.
One.
Return to this menu from anywhere on the system
Hold
by
on.
Pressing the star key four times.
That was an interesting one. So, guys, what was that?
Somebody having something.
Enter the last four digits of the party line you want to join, or
should we all push the buttons?
I think this.
No. I'm just going to mute everybody. Okay.
Sorry, Marilyn Kay. I think it's you. the most written author ever. Yeah, that's a good thing. I think.
That's cute. It says, "What's this about?" It makes people think. Who could that be?
Yeah, but something like stepping.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Stepping out of the shadow or something like it.
Yeah. You know what? You know, from a marketing standpoint, you can think of the best ideas. But anyone that really knows marketing knows that you can't actually know until you test it. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like you put something up and you put it as a banner somewhere and see if people click. And then you have to see if they respond and if you presented the idea in the right way. And, of course, see, no matter how good your product is, no matter how good, it's hard to get people to figure out that it's as good as you think it is. And I think all the things we do are beyond good. They're amazing. But if you try to tell people what it is, it doesn't get them reaching. It gets them resisting. So people have to go through, this is true for everybody, people have to go through a process. And I'm learning this more and more because I didn't understand this when I was younger. You don't tell people what you've got unless it's a commodity. You can talk about it. That's why this is so hard. I know many of you have tried to tell other people, you got to check this guy out. I know many of you have had your lives changed and you want to share it. You go to try to explain it, and usually you're overly enthusiastic, and people get scared, and they think you've gone nuts. So, you know, there's an art to sharing something, even when you know the product's good. And I shouldn't even call it a product, but I am. It's a product. You know, once something is physicalized, it's a product. Whether you give it away or whether you sell it, it's a product. It's like our conference calls, when they turn into an audio, becomes physicalized and it's a product. I should have started. Are we recording?
Okay. This conference is being recorded.
This is August 27, 2014, and Wynn and Terry in Sedona, Heise and Magalia, all of you everywhere, and this is our Wednesday call where we ask questions to our sources. And we were talking about products. And I have a friend who sometimes promotes our products. He's got a big email list. And he wrote a book called On Persuasion, okay? How to Persuade People. And he's very loving. He lives in the Philippines. And some of his advice is very good. And he was saying, we were just talking before we started the recording about the art of marketing, the art of putting something out into the world and getting people to respond. And on a certain level, every one of us is marketing all the time. Not all the time, but a good portion of the time. I mean, as soon as you want something from another person and you want to convince them to give it to you, you are marketing, okay? It might be that you're married and you feel, oh, my God, my wife and I haven't connected for a while. Now, what do you do to make the connection? Honey, lay down. You ready? No, it doesn't work. That's the director. Well, maybe it does for some people, but for a lot of people, it doesn't work. It's like, honey, let's go to dinner. Oh, let me get you flowers. And before you know it, she's giving you what you need, and it's not a sacrifice on her part. I mean, ultimately, people, that when they have a Christed relationship, and Christed relationship means that you have grown to the point where you understand and feel compassion for each other's human side, and at which point you get someone, you psychically, intuitively know what the other person needs, and to the best of your ability, staying true to yourself, you give it to them. You don't deny them. You don't negotiate with it. You don't say, if I give you this, will you give me that? You just give it to each other, and it goes back and forth, and people give to each other. And that creates a huge amount of joy. That's if you can have a Christed relationship. But sometimes you have to develop that. Sometimes you have to keep giving unconditionally to a person till they get that you mean it. And you're not just being manipulative and saying, geez, you're doing this so I feel obligated. Because obligation is the reverse of one of the reverses of a Christed energy, because it says, I'll do this for you if you do this for me, and I'll do this for you and you do this for me. And we just keep going in circles, and you cannot go through life without having obligatory relationships. You cannot do that. You have to have some, and just know that that is the case. It's like when you pay rent, it's an obligatory relationship. When you work for someone, it's an obligatory relationship. You do this, they do that, and hopefully in obligatory relationships, they have to cancel each other out, because there's an obligation and then there's a fulfillment of the obligation. And so then when the two come together, it's zero karma involved. But if you don't fulfill the obligation, then it starts making karmic paths. It starts to make things that are left over in your mind, uncompleted. Now, how do you convert an obligatory relationship to a Christed relationship? You do it, and you can't, since both parties have to move, you can't ever know it's going to happen. But you take the first step, and the first step is giving unconditionally for a while with no expectation and just seeing where it goes. Just do, you know, one of the phrases is random acts of kindness, okay? It's kind of like, let's suppose you have a job, and when you go into the job, the vestibule is always dirty and unvacuumed. So one day stay over, clean the vestibule, and then let it go for a while. Forget it. And then, you know, a few weeks later, do something else. And see if you start creating some gratitude in your relationship with your boss. And if you do, gratitude is the sign of a Christed relationship, okay? You can't force gratitude. You can force appreciation. You can force acknowledgement. But that's not the same as gratitude. Gratitude is a spontaneous feeling that says, hey, I'm so glad you're in my life. And it automatically comes back to you. And those are the relationships you want to aim for, you want to cultivate, you want to build. And by doing more than you were supposed to, you can. It doesn't mean that will work, but it might work. It's like if you don't do anything, nothing will ever shift. So you have to test it, and you test it over time, not just one time. Do something extra, and do it from your heart. Think of it really for that person, and see if the feeling of gratitude comes in. But don't dare talk about it. Don't ask, because that ruins it, okay? So that's all I'm going to say about that, because we have a lot of questions for tonight, but a lot more came in. Thank you all for asking your questions, and thank you, Terry Brown, for being as crazy as I am and showing up on all these calls every Wednesday and being the source of the answers to this. So, let me see if I... Are you there, Terry?
I'm here.
anything you want to add from your human side before we start?
I'm honored to be able to do this work. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You know, somebody asked a question today. I think let's answer this before we start. We'll answer this from the human side. And this is from, I think it's from Don Herman. I think so. Let me see here. And here, let's see. This is it. Okay. And he said, were you born with your many intuitive and psychic abilities, or did you have to work to develop them? Can people in general develop similar abilities? Thank you. Since I've known Terry for a long time, I would like to answer that partially, and then I'll turn it over to Terry to answer it, okay? And that is, I think that there are people that come in from very high places into bodies. And they have these abilities put as a potential, but they go for many lifetimes where they don't tap into their abilities because there's no grounding for the ability. So they don't know they have it until a circumstance occurs that starts to ground the energy so it's safe to bring in the abilities. Because if you guys haven't cognized this, just the act of channeling is a small part of the big picture. And I seem to have the gift, and I didn't know I had this gift. I didn't know it. You know, I think both Terry and I both for many, many years floundered around saying, how am I supposed to do this? What am I doing here? And, you know, I'm getting in kind of all kind of sidetracks, at least myself. But I remember when I was a kid, I would go to family gatherings. I look at everybody and I think, geez, I know everything about these people. How come maybe when you grow up, that must be what happens when you grow up, you get this insight into people. And I had no idea that I was exceptional when I was looking at them. I just thought it was just everybody had that. And it seems like when the circumstance gets grounded in the right way, it becomes safe for a person to tap into the gifts that were always there, but it wasn't safe for them to bring them forth. And when I say safe, I mean, I'm sure Terry has experiences of lifetimes, as do I, of getting killed, being weird, being a witch, you know, all kinds of stuff. And once you start opening up to sources from other dimensions, if you don't add a great degree of wisdom and discernment to that, then you will almost certainly get a negative source, okay? So it's not so simple. And sometimes people think I'm bossy, but I started to realize that you're breathing into the microphone, Terry. Stop breathing into the microphone. You did it again. See that? She's being rebellious. So, you know, that I have to act like a pit bull at the gate so that I can, there's a protective energy so this can come through and not be corrupted. Knock on wood. I hope it's not corrupted. I don't think it is. And I think between Terry and I, we create a really good protected field, and it stays clean. So on that note, you want to add something to that answer, or maybe you have a whole different answer. Go ahead.
Well, I've always had these abilities, but due to the veil and due to like the way I was raised and things. I kind of covered them up. I didn't even know I had all the abilities that I have. I thought that I might, but I had to get all the interference fields out of the way, which means I had to get more in harmony with my environment. And I know when I was even really little, I'd be able to flash on stuff and know stuff about people, and that still happens. Like, sometimes I'll flash on somebody and I'll get the idea that maybe they're ill or something, and it's just that everyone has a field, and being open, if I'm open to it, I can see it. I didn't realize I have all the abilities that I have, though. And I've really worked on myself to eliminate any disharmony within my own mind and body, which has really helped to be able to set myself aside and to see what's really out there.
All right. All right, so let's start with our questions tonight. I will call in the light. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And just before we ask our first question, I want to take a moment. They asked us to, something happened in a private session between Terry and myself. I think it was last Saturday, but they had mentioned to look out, watch for an earthquake in California, a 6-point earthquake. And the next day, there was a 6-point earthquake in Napa Valley. We didn't do this online, but Terry called it to my attention. And then recently they said, please do more of your earthquake healings. So that it was really important because things were precarious in California in particular. So I just want you all, we're just going to do a mini thing that we do on Sunday and see those, see our group energy working as a team with the sources on the other side and surround the coastline of California. And particularly as you see this energy, we're just going to move it up coastline, penetrating deep into the earth. So imagine with all your intent that energy moving through the earth, starting in San Diego, like a laser beam coming up from San Diego along the coastline. Just think of the map of California up to Orange Oceanside, Carlsbad, Orange County, Long Beach, and then Los Angeles. And Los Angeles is a hotbed of forwards. So let's see the energy move through Wilshire Boulevard, through the park in Los Angeles, with the Art Museum, downtown L.A., Santa Monica. We lived in L.A., so I'm very aware of all these places. And up from L.A. to San Francisco and all the areas in between on the coastline, just see the map and project through the earth. And then up the rest of California, Sausalito, all the coastline up to Oregon, and we'll leave it there for now, okay? And those of you, if you live in California, you might try to do this. You can do this no matter where you live, but if you're in California, try to do this during the course of the day, okay? And the next thing I want to bring up is a few people asked how Robin Williams was doing, and I'm going to answer this, and our sources can make a comment. But, you know, apparently Robin did suicide, and those of you that have studied spiritual work know that oftentimes suicide is not a good way to go because it leaves things unresolved. And that Robin is still resolving some of the things that he didn't work out. And that kind of there was the indication that we shouldn't talk about him publicly because he's still working stuff out. And apparently we're making a contribution to that. So I think it's okay to just send Robin love and light right now. And we ask our sources to work with Robin and help lift any obstacles and energies. I'll tell you guys one thing. We were on the phone doing something, and his spirit was there. And we called in the light, and we said, what did I say? For the highest, we asked.
And anything negative?
Must leave now. And then he said, uh-oh, I thought maybe I should leave. So we told him, no, we didn't have to leave. But this is a work in progress. And, you know, it started on this call and when somebody asked last week to put Robin in the light after he died. And he made a comment. And he didn't identify himself, but it just sounded weird and it sounded like him. And we checked later, and in fact, it was him. I don't know if it was him, but I think it was. Okay, it sounded like him. It didn't sound like Terry. Didn't sound like the Elohim. So he's been hanging around, and we've been working with him, and. It's really an honor, and so. But I'm not going to be reporting on it every week, okay? Because then it will turn it into a sideshow as opposed to a service to Robin, okay? So be patient. If the time comes to talk about it again, we definitely will. And do our sources want to add anything to this?
It is a time of intense growth and learning. And we thank Robin for all his contributions to this society and the humor and the getting to know more about the human condition. Thank you.
Thank you.
We also wanted to comment further on Herman's question. We feel that all people can develop their psychic abilities to the things that are helpful are to learn to step aside so that you don't project your own viewpoint, your own take into the situation, and so you can see exactly what is there to be seen without putting your own take on it. And the next thing is to learn to focus. It's like the aperture of a camera, to be able to use your pineal gland to focus in closer and farther, and so that you can see what is actually there to be seen and let through the frequencies and light of what it is that you are wishing to know more about or to see or investigate. Those are two things to work on.
Thank you. Dharmananda in Boulder Creek, California, wanted a part of his question answered that wasn't answered last week that he asked. He said, last week I said I feel that I've never been on this planet before and asked where I came from, and you only told me about my virtues. Did I come here from a higher dimension or from a different planet? What am I supposed to be doing here? And is there anything that I should do that I haven't been doing? Can you please tell me? Thanks, Dharmananda. And I actually sent him an email, and I said that if a source is going to tell you what to do, then I would be careful of that source, because I don't get it's what you do. I get that it's the intent of what you're doing to bring in energies on what you're doing. And I know, because I've been in this circle, I know it. I've been in it, and I say, well, I'm not getting anything. I'm doing everything I can. Sometimes it is the most simple thing that you can do. It's so simple, you miss it. Like, I was thinking about this question, and people that are in a family, I mean, suppose you told your family, every Wednesday, I'm going to do a little meditation in this room, and anyone who wants to join me, you're welcome to. And then go do the meditation. And if nobody joins you, do it the next week. Now you are creating out of nothing. And if somebody joins you, you're suddenly co-creating two or more gathered. And don't try to explain it. Just say, be quiet, shut up. Or just say, we ask for the light to come in. Use terminology that people are comfortable with, easy. And it's simple, but it's a creation out of nothing. And people keep thinking, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to be a chiropractor. I'm supposed to be a massage therapist. Well, you can do all those things, but you still have to create them out of nothing if you want to create the highest spiritual connection to what you're doing. Let me turn it over to our sources. Thank you.
Thank you. We recommend and suggest that you trust your intuitions, the feeling, the sense that you are here on this planet for the first time, and that it is very different, that it is not your home planet. It is not the place that you were before. It is different, and you long to be back in the place where you were before, in the home where you felt at home, and where they didn't have these grievances expressed as they are on this planet. You are a visitor, and it is to jump up your learning to see how the other side lives, so to speak. And you do have within your experience and knowledge, and you know what it is like where you have come from, and trust your intuition on that. Thank you.
Thank you. Ruzia asks, some scientists claim there are adjacent parallel universes and timelines with us in them. Is that true? Is there a good way of anyone of us shifting into a better timeline? Obviously, if it were for the greater good. Thank you, Ruzia.
Thank you. Yes, there are other timelines. And there are other images that you can phase into and you can grasp and glimpse. And they are all occurring, the different timelines, at the same time. And to access another timeline, you can refocus out of this timeline and into the other timeline. It can get complex, or it can get very simple. Thank you.
Thank you. Let me see here. Next question is from Frankie Vegas, and she asks about her, she includes her father in the question, but I don't think we can answer for her father unless he asks the question on his own behalf.
What is her name again?
Frankie Vegas.
Thank you.
Okay. And I think she's 23 years old, okay? And the question is, I've always felt I fight battles in my sleep. And my father has said he does so also for as long as I can remember. We both know we are from another system originally. My father is either an earth angel or a warrior from another system that came here to help during these times. Neither of us can remember exactly why we're here or what we're supposed to do. If anything, we seem to just be struggling or flapping our wings. What is our purpose here? And where are we from? We both feel our power and enlightenment, but are opposed at every turn. Help. This realm and its obstacles weakens one at times, and it's hard to fight back, let alone win the war, so to speak. So I think, unless you feel a clear path in answering the question about what is our purpose here, we can reward that to what is my purpose here and where am I from. Thank you.
Thank you. You have known each other before and have traveled together before and have come here in solidarity to help to overcome obstacles, to learn how to overcome huge obstacles. And in your dreams, you see those and you work to overcome them. One of the things is to remember is to take a little bit at a time. The whole battle doesn't have to be won in a heartbeat. Take one little baby step and another little baby step, and everything can build. And the same would apply if your father would resonate with that. To take a little baby step and another little baby step and feel that you have made some progress in that little, little step. And it gradually builds. Thoughts are very fast and it's very easy to see the goal and that the war can be won and that this harmony can be set aside and peace can come. However, if you try to do it all in one fell swoop, then it can be overwhelming. So take a little chunk of, say, one portion of a dream and relate it to your situation in your life and see how one little step can help to bring the essence of life into one little part of that area and build little at a time. There will be a time when you will have a life review and you can see the whole panoply and everything that's happened and see what your progress has been. But take it a little at a time to work on disharmony in an area, communication within the family, communication with someone that is close, that may begin to turn disharmony around.
Thank you. This is a question from Dwayne in Snohomish, Washington. And I'm going to make a comment when I read this question. Dwayne is a person that I know is really sensitive to the energies of our cult. And he's been coming in for 3 years. And he has a very charismatic way of projecting his own energy. But over a long period of time, the way that he's involved himself has been disruptive and even hurtful to people. And he ends up getting in muted. And we decided that's the best way around that. And so his question is, this is how he sees that. Maybe he's right. But I just said how I saw it. Why do others have the right to use their duality in an attempt to isolate me from the rock group when the Winfrey call on the line? When in fact, it is impossible. It takes on different shades of judgment based on their duality. I can only conclude they deflect joy and smiling and worry too much about nothing. Important, yet the powers to be believe they are in the light and know others will hear the lies as truth. Can you explain this behavior, Dwayne?
Thank you. Sometimes an offhand comment can hurt someone, and one would never know they were hurt because they do not say. And so when it happens that you are muted, think back. What has happened before? What has happened during the week or weeks before? Who have you gotten angry with? And in your own way, caused isolation to them and caused them not to want to participate with the whole group by your comments. Think about that.
Thank you. All right. Next question, and this is from, Julia, I believe. And she asks, a while back ago, there was a planet, Nibiru, that lots of people were saying is on its way here, that is going to create destruction, that is populated with Anunnaki, and they're coming, and every time Nibiru crosses the path of the Earth, lots of negative things happened. And then it seems to me that nothing happened. And I think we asked a question about that, and you said nothing was going to happen. So what can you share with us about this Nibiru planet? Thank you.
Thank you. This is a multidimensional planet that is in another layer, another realm, or you might call parallel reality. And the strength of Earth, the strength of the people, has moved forward in the energies from Nibiru, although affecting Earth, have been unable to create the negativity that some feared.
Thank you. Is Nibiru connected with the Anunnaki in some way?
Nibiru is connected with the Anunnaki and has been a home for many of them in their spaceship type of planet. Yes, it has been connected with the Anunnaki, and there are descendants of the Anunnaki still there.
Was Nibiru the planet that the Anunnaki that came to Earth to mine gold came from?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. We got a few more minutes here, and let me see who's got. I think the question about Hubble's law is not enough time to address that. Leslie B. would like this question answered. If possible, I would like feedback from sources on my life purpose and what is still possible in this lifetime. Several years ago, I was shown through several psychic intuitives the huge potential for several media-related projects I was starting to develop in convergent media. However, since that time, I have had many challenges, including finding stable work. I also had to move recently to a new town area away from my own friends and contacts. Can sources provide insight on what is still possible in this lifetime and the chances for finding supportive work and being able to move forward in developing creative projects as envisioned that can help in shifting awareness and make a difference? Thank you.
Yes. We suggest that you put together a resume and take a look at your resume. It does not have to be long, but see what are the areas which you have successfully worked. Then compare it to what your dream is, what you would like to achieve in the area of the media. A column, perhaps. Bringing together of two different groups, writing, something, copy, seeing what jobs are available in areas of the media, seeing how your resume dovetails with any of those, and what, not counting that, you, by your enthusiasm and your gift and your talents, can bring to someone in the area of the media. Your enthusiasm and your passion are what will land you the job that you wish. Thank you.
Thank you. One of the things I've learned is that if you want to do something and you're soliciting people for help, demonstrate your ability in the way you solicit them. Don't tell them about your ability like it's somewhere else. In other words, if you're writing an email or making a resume, there's a way of the formal way of doing those things. And usually, it's very hard to get passion in the formal way of doing things. So find a way to write those things where you exhibit your passion in either your writing or your communication. And it really works. It's, for example, the reason I got on George Norrie after sending them emails for 10 years was because I called and talked to the producer. She happened to answer the phone, and as soon as I started talking, she was so fascinated with everything I told her, she listened to me for 2 hours and said, "What are you doing tonight? I want to have you on." But she heard in my way I talked to her that I was a good guest. So I demonstrated it wasn't going to happen when I got on the show. I was already doing it with her, and that's how it worked. And I've seen that happen many times with me, that I have to demonstrate the ability in the moment, not as if when I get the job, I'll demonstrate the ability. Demonstrate it in the way you look for a job, in the way you present yourself. Okay, it's 6:57, and we're going to bring this call to an end. And do our sources have any final comments?
We impart love and light, and thank you. We are honored by the opportunity to answer your questions, and we see the earnestness with which you ask. Thank you.
I hope that what we've shared gives you all some additional tools to apply to your own lives. Thank you all for being here. Thank everyone who is volunteering. Hi to everybody else, and we will see you Sunday with our grief healing, and we continue sending light to Robin Williams. Thank you, Robin. And on that note, we're going to unmute everybody. There we go.
All callers are unmuted.